the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. This is going to be a very short sermon. If you've been at all conscientious about your religious duties during the past few weeks, you've heard far too many sermons. If you haven't been conscientious, shame on you. Some of the sermons may have been good, some were not. Although this is only the sixth day of Christmas, we're all probably pretty tired of hearing about Christmas. Somewhere before Thanksgiving, Christmas decorations started appearing in the stores. In December, we began to be bombarded with Christmas carols. Christmas cards from people we scarcely knew started to arrive. We had to make a number of duty appearances at Christmas functions. If that weren't enough, we had to venture into packed stores to buy Christmas presents and endure a tremendous amount of aggravation. Finally, the big day, December 25th, arrived. Church fit into that day. But the larger part of it was a combination of celebration, family and social obligations, and just general aggravation. Tuesday's a feast of the circumcision, but to most of us, it's New Year's Day, the time to take the tree down, stuff ourselves as we watch football, and dread the return to work the following day for the long grind until Easter, the next real holiday. How would you like to have to preach the message of redemption in such a context? It's not easy. We all know that this is a time that we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the beginning of our redemption. But by this time, we're all so sick and tired of away in a manger and hark the herald angels thing and anything else that suggests Christmas. We realize the three wise men don't arrive for another 7 days. But couldn't this whole Christmas thing just go away? We've really had enough of it already. It's time to get back to life as usual, to the normal routine of things. Well, the real message of Christmas, the reason the church celebrates it for 12 days, is that there is no longer any such thing as life as usual. The normal routine has been shattered. The birth of that child in Bethlehem, which we celebrate, changed the history of the world. At the time, it probably seemed like a minor event. Considering all the hoopla that surrounds that birthday today, it's hard to believe that at the time it was only noticed by a few people. It was only in the light of Easter, the ultimate triumph of that child over death, and the triumph of all of us who cleave to him, that the true significance of that first Christmas became apparent. That birth change in Bethlehem not only changed the history of the world, but even though it was 2,000 years ago, it changed and transformed our own lives. We may be sick and tired of Christmas by now. We may enjoy or we may despise all the trappings that go with the holiday in our contemporary culture. But we can never change the fact that God came to earth to redeem us. We may not always understand it. No doubt we don't appreciate its true significance. We often lose sight of it in our everyday existence, but nothing can alter the fact that it happened. The road to Easter, the beginning of our salvation, occurred on that day in Bethlehem. Our minds may be full of plans and schemes for the new year. We may make tons of resolutions based on improving ourselves, or we may simply be facing the coming year with dread. Christmas may now seem largely to be over for us. As we celebrate this sixth day of Christmas at the altar, I would ask each and every one of you to make a resolution. It's really quite simple. You may not be able to carry the joy of Christmas in your heart throughout the year, but I would ask you to resolve to each day this year to recall that your real life began not with your own birth, but with the birth of that baby in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. If you can do that, you'll find that it's a simple step from recalling that birth to addressing your Savior in prayer. Amen. Now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be all praise, laud, honor, glory, and dominion, now and forever, world without end. Amen.